that's the way the old Jesse that land their barges to the barge there. They're just useless on the, had all the chain gear and stuff on there. They just flop alongside it. But they assist both most of the work.
Yeah. Well, essentially that's it. I suggested that to always just come up there and stop, right, with the boat. I guess the pilot's concern is that in that particular berth, the tide changes fairly aggressively, and so does the wind. By the time you get actually flopped and hit up, you might already be in the shallows, because there's a whole lot of water around there, but it's really, really thin. The channel's only 300 feet wide.
Oh, yeah. Well, even if you had two little boats there or something, a decent boat and a small one that would help you, they could help just keep you straight or whatever when you go alongside. Oh, well. Yeah, I'm probably going to land that one there up there on the hip, I think, when I get up there, so just use the chain and flop along it.
My turn for phone calls.
There you go.
Warrior Jackson.
Go ahead there.
Okay, he's going to see about the crew coming out, grabbing a couple of sleeping bags, but if that doesn't work out, is there a couple of spare blankets or something like that? I had enough for a couple of loaders last time, but I've got extra crew right now.
You need a couple of blankets, you said?
Yeah, I'd like to need a couple of blankets, you know, some spare bedding. I'd like to have three more bodies aboard the boat. And also, there's a spare bunk on that boat, eh, if we dump a second spare on there.
You want to transfer one of your guys onto here?
Yeah, Todd's thinking about it. He's going to need two engineers for the southbound, but I don't need two for here. And they're talking about us standing by the barge for the discharge in Crofton. He's trying to figure it out. We're all in limbo. I'm just thinking in advance to grab a spare comforter or two and you know, maybe a few seats off there. That would be awesome. But if I can't, I can't, I guess.
See if we can scrounge up. Yeah, there's a spare bunk on here, too, so let's see what we got.
Just have a look, right? We'll put the onus on those guys to bring out sleeping bags or something, but I may have to stick in rooms with guys here. I ran out of rooms, but I got three more bunks in the other rooms.
Yeah, are you going to Port Eliza?
Yeah, Port Eliza.
A float camp in there. I don't know why I don't make arrangements. The guys could stay there.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know. Okay.
For a sec. Yeah, I think there's Deckhand said there's two sleeping bags in his cabin there, so we might be able to help you out there.
Okay, that's as long as we have something for the second if we send them over there.
I'm sure there'll be horse blankets and such there for him, I think.
It's Kyle. We don't really care. Put out what you want. If you got any straw, it'd be good.
Camp up there, I know up in Eliza there is a floating camp there. My mom used to cook up there years ago.
Oh, is that how you knew it?
Yeah. I take fuel there, whatever, for North Arm too, actually.
Well, that'd be a good reason for you to have been in there. Kind of a crappy place to go in with the St. Thomas, so it's not the best towing barge for the rock piles and the side swell you can get in there.
Yeah, you get a bit of a swell roll in there, that's for sure, at times. But the barge has been towing real nice here, making really good time with it. I was doing 9 knots with it out of the top there, so it's, can't complain.
A little extra and bridles probably make the difference. The other ones were kind of short.
I know, even in the river there, it behaved itself pretty good.
Okay, cool. The weather's nice here. Sure you don't want to go all the way.
Yeah, with weather like this, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, it's probably the only time to do it. Either way, we'll get you a nice long deck line. I'll plan on just dumping it in the water. You'll have to pick it up. I can hang it if you want, but see no point.
As long as it doesn't go hang up under the barge or something, that's all.
I can dump it in the water. I can put the end up. We're going to switch lights anyway. I can have them, you know, hanging on that cleat there. It might be easier that way.
This one here, I can kind of just get the vortex just up to the pins. And hoping I can just slow it down enough, you know, that I'll be able to actually, you know, back easy on it there if I get her going slow enough and pop it up myself, hopefully.
Yeah, this one, you see, I can get on it, you know, fairly easy because it's, you know, lower. That one's just a bit more of a challenge for me.
Wires you had there, what, did any swell or anything?
Oh, of course. About 3 meters.
Where did that happen?
Nia Bay.
Nice. How did that recovery operation go?
Interesting. There is about a 20-knot westerly wind, roughly. And a maybe, you know, there was a lags in it down at a meter and a half or so, and then the odd bigger one. Well, for the most part, so barge is rolling a bit. Rolling across the wind and inbound at the same time, so we managed to get Dave aboard the barge. He was the only one that made it. Two were going to go, but he was the only one that made it. And then I didn't get another shot at it. And then eventually we just give him one. He got one bridle leg up, and that was it. And then we just dumped it in the water and towed it into. And then once we got an inch short, the guys pulled the bridle in the water back aboard, put it up to Dave, picked Dave up, and homeward bound.
Oh, yeah, right on. Oh, you're lucky there, I guess. I think it happened there rather than out around the corner.
Yeah, around the corner would have sucked. And then we got lucky. The wind had dropped off. It was supposed to be more than what it was. And the swell was cooperative. We get a guy up on the side ladder there. But, of course, he was beamed to the swell and the wind, of course. But,